In the bushes where this guy was is an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks which were hung on the fence that had ceramic tile in them, and a GoPro.
You're hearing from officials in Florida after what the FBI is calling the second assassination attempt happened on former President Donald Trump. He was golfing at one of his courses in West Palm Beach. And thank God, police there in Florida are saying that Secret Service were one hole ahead of the former president, or this could have been a totally different story. And in fact, we are getting local perspective on this and speaking right now with Ken Gray, who is a distinguished lecturer of Homeland Security and terrorism, as well as criminal justice at the College of Criminal Justice and Forensic Sciences at the University of New Haven. Welcome, Ken, back to the show. Tell us what your thoughts were initially when you first heard about what was unraveling in Florida yesterday.
Good morning, Melissa. Good to be with you. So yeah, it's very interesting that the story really did change over the course of about 2 hours, going from a shooting in the vicinity of the golf course there, where President Trump was playing at, to in actuality being that Secret Service averted a potential assassination where a gunman was discovered one hole ahead of President Trump, and the Secret Service agent shot at and caused the shooter to flee from the area. An eyewitness saw the shooter run out of the bushes and get into a car and leave, and took a picture of his license plate. And that plate and that eyewitness was combined together with the police searching for that vehicle, stopped the vehicle, and an arrest was made. So this really was a case where Secret Service stopped a possible assassination of President Trump.
And interestingly, again, there are a couple things that we have to keep in mind there that you just highlighted, Ken. So first of all, the fact was, my understanding, according to our affiliates at CBS, the Secret Service were not even really supposed to be there, because I guess, according to reports, Trump had not even mentioned he was going to go golfing. He was meeting up with a close friend that he hadn't seen in a long time. So there wasn't even really supposed to be Secret Service there. So that is something that is certainly into question this morning. You know, should this be where if you're a candidate running for president of the United States, you should just always have Secret Service with you? What do you think about that?
So this was not our planned rally. This was not a political event. But nonetheless, the former president is afforded Secret Service protection at all times. So I don't know if that is correct, that he was not supposed to have Secret Service there. There would not be a large detail there. But nonetheless, he is afforded protection because of the fact that he's a former president. That being said, this is different than if it were a political rally where you have a command post stood up and you have coverage in the area, you have local, state, and Secret Service all working together. This instead would have been President Trump playing golf there at his course. But nonetheless, Secret Service was there. They were with him at the hole he was at, but they were also moving ahead of him to look for potential threats. And that is how the shooter was discovered, was an agent moving one hole ahead, saw the barrel sticking through the fence out and detected it as a threat and tried to engage the shooter at that point, shooting at him, but not hitting the shooter, but nonetheless stopping the event from happening. The shooter was somewhere around 400 yards away from the president.
Yeah, it's not far.
With a scope. A scoped rifle, that's not that far at all, that he could have actually taken a shot when before he was discovered, but instead was waiting for President Trump to get closer. And so this was that close, that the shooter was ready to go and was just waiting for President Trump to get closer. And fortunately, the Secret Service agent detected him and stopped him from doing so. But here's the question for you, is how was it that he was able to get that close? How was it that he was able to get into the bushes and was waiting for the president there and almost carried out his planned activity?
So, again, we have Ken Gray here, who is a lecturer of Homeland Security, Terrorism, and Criminal Justice at the Henry C. Lee College of Criminal Justice and Forensic Sciences at the University of New Haven, weighing in and giving us perspective from your background, Ken, which I think is wonderful. Thank you for your insight. I'm thinking, Ken, now I've not been to this particular golf course, so please feel free to kind of, you know, help me out with this. But I'm just thinking of the golf courses here in Connecticut. I've got golfers in my family. And when that question comes up is, how did somebody get so close? I mean, I could tell you how they got that close. I mean, I'm not saying I've ever done this, but I certainly have gone to watch my husband play a round of golf and sort of sneak up, surprise him, if you will, just by walking up to the course. Now, I know that it was fenced. Is this because it's a Trump property that it's so shocking? I don't know why it's, I guess, that shocking that somebody would have gotten that close to the course.
Well, here's the thing, is that the property was surrounded by bushes. And on a golf course out in the open, out on the course itself, you can see people from a distance. But in this case, the shooter was in the bushes waiting for President Trump. And so the shocking thing is that he was able to set up with a rifle, his backpack, and a GoPro, and was lying there and waiting for him.
Okay, without anybody noticing. I see what you're saying.
Without anybody noticing him,
okay.
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah, that is really interesting. I mean, for a place like that, I mean, when you think about, again, I mean, going to a Trump course, I know this because my father was invited once to go to there's the Trump Links. That's like right on the Connecticut-New York border there. I mean, it's very beautiful. It's very expensive. And I would imagine that you have, regardless if Trump is there or not, I would think at a place like that, you have high security cameras, things of that nature. I don't know for sure because I've not been there myself. But that certainly, when you explain it that way, I mean, it's not like you could set up and wait in a minute. Why that wasn't detected well before the former president got there, that is curious. That's interesting.
So how did the shooter know that the president was going to be there? How did the shooter know to set up at that particular location that he would have an opportunity to shoot at President Trump? That's a question that has to be answered. And that's, I'm sure, something that the FBI is in the process of asking Mr. Roth as they do their interview of him, if he hasn't lawyered up and refused to say anything. Interestingly enough, this shooter is a real advocate for Ukraine and apparently was running an organization to recruit people to go to Ukraine to fight, mm-hmm. and found it very difficult to do that. So not only is he acting up here with attempting to shoot President Trump on the politics here in the United States, but he was also very, very, very devoted to the idea of supporting Ukraine. So this is someone that should have been potentially on the radar screen, I think. But somebody that had been previously arrested for having a full automatic machine gun. This is very fortunate that this was averted because he very well could have killed President Trump.
Kenneth Gray is here, a distinguished lecturer of Homeland Security and Terrorism and Criminal Justice at the Henry C. Lee College of Criminal Justice and Forensic Sciences at the University of New Haven. We are talking about what the FBI is calling the second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. It happened yesterday at West Palm Beach in Florida at one of the golf courses that President Trump was at with a longtime friend, according to reports. Ken Gray saying that if anything were to have gone differently, we may be having a totally different conversation this morning, which would have been potentially the death or a horrific, I would think, injury to the former president if things didn't go the way that they did yesterday. Now, Ken, you know, speaking to that, I'm curious, do you feel that this went, I'd say, as smoothly as it could have because of what happened back in July? I mean, we look at a lot of security failures that happened at the rally of the assassination attempt on the former president and the killing of one of his supporters at that rally. Do you feel that this went a lot better, if you want to call it that way, because of what was learned or what was seen in July?
Melissa, there is no secret to the fact that Secret Service was under a lot of scrutiny after their failure at Butler County, Pennsylvania, with the first attempt on President Trump. And so Secret Service needed a success, and this is a success for them. Again, I do have a question about how it was that this guy was able to get as close as he did and to plan on trying to carry out a second attempt on former President Trump. But nonetheless, Secret Service succeeded in averting this disaster from happening. And so a much needed win for them. Plus, you see the flawless cooperation of law enforcement here, and that the eyewitness found his, saw him come out of the bushes, saw him get into a Nissan and leave the area, got the plate number that was passed with a be on the lookout to law enforcement. The car was identified and stopped a county away in Martin County. And so all in all, it was a successful outcome. But again, the question, how was it that he was able to get into this position and be waiting for President Trump? That's a question that has yet to be asked or answered.
And my understanding, too, Ken, is you watched that press conference from West Palm Beach, the sheriff's county. When you watched that from yesterday, they said in one of those backpacks, I wasn't really sure what the significance was of the items found in that backpack, but they said commonly in recent years, we've seen those items used when somebody is attempting violence and knows that there's going to be backlash from law enforcement. And this was a way to sort of counterattack law enforcement. So there's an even bigger thing here, which is that not only could former President Donald Trump's life also been sort of in the balance, but also law enforcement could have been severely injured based on what was found in the contents of one of those backpacks.
I think what the sheriff was referring to was he said tile in one of the backpacks.
Yes.
And what I think he was referring to was the fact that he may have been referring to ballistic tile that could be used to stop any rounds that was coming towards the shooter. In other words, that he was setting up protection not only as concealment so that they would not see him hiding there in the bushes, but also for cover to stop any rounds coming towards him as he's trying to get rounds off. So that's what I think he was referring to. There were two bags hanging from the fence above where the rifle was seen poking through the fence. And I think those bags were ballistically set up to give them ballistic cover.
Okay. And I think another thing that you just highlighted, Ken, was the fact that there was an onlooker. There was somebody who noticed something that was off. From your background in criminal justice and certainly what you're teaching as a lecturer at the University of New Haven, talk to us a little bit about the importance of see something, say something, because, you know, police are grateful to this person who not only alerted them, hey, I saw a strange guy running from the bushes with, you know, all this stuff left over, but I also snapped a picture of the car he got away in. I mean, talk about the importance of that.
Absolutely. Eyewitnesses are critical in many cases and solving cases. If this eyewitness had not seen him run out of the bushes and get into the car, law enforcement would be starting at square one or zero in trying to solve this, because they would have to process the weapon, try to run the weapon, find out who had bought that weapon, look for fingerprints to try to identify the shooter. But instead, this eyewitness was able to see the person run out of the bushes, get into a car, got a tag number, and that led to him being stopped within 2 hours from the event. That they had actually made an arrest of the person. And so this is remarkable, and it was all due to the fact that this person, who I would consider to be a hero from coming forward like this here and providing that information, that person was taken to the location and made an identification that the driver of the car was the same person he saw run out of the bushes. Mm-hmm. Remarkable.
Yeah, certainly a lot to continue to dive into, more questions than answers, but great insight. Ken Gray, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on WICC to share this with us after what the FBI is calling a second assassination attempt on the former president this past weekend.